don't mind coming home with clean clothes.
I mean, whenever we go to the, when we go to the Philippines or her mom's house in L.A., there's always, she always does our laundry before we come back.
Yeah, the last day we'll do all the laundry and then pack it back up. But if I'm at a hotel,
I'm not going, like this trip here, no. But I got, my biggest thing is because we get two free check bags. And so that should be plenty in the carry-on. But I don't want a bag, I just want a carry-on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, let me just carry my book bag with me. And so.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to the beach. All you need is shorts.
All you need shorts.
Tank tops. I got flip-flops.
I got three pair of linen pants, three nice shirts, and the rest shorts, tank tops. And I got like two pair of drawers.
Yeah, you're not going to need those.
Yeah.
What's the just a case of emergency or what?
Yeah, maybe I might.
Why even two?
I might shard or something. You never know, dog. You never fucking know.
That's funny. Yeah. I had a little scare last night myself, now that you speak of it. When I was like, ooh, that one almost got away from me. But we're good. We could just let everybody know.
I see.
Tighten it back up.
Hey, didn't they just sign Perkins to a new deal?
Who?
Kendrick Perkins.
Oh, I don't know.
I thought it was 2 years ago. He just got a new good for
why,
him.
Why, they letting him go or something?
No, they got a new deal. Monica McNutt, good for her. I'm like, oh. Hmm. I thought it, because I know everybody's pissed off about something when Perk got his.
Oh, they were just, anytime somebody that people like get fired, they take
it out
on other people.
Like, because the new broadcaster starts up next year.
What new broadcaster?
Because it's, who's TNT losing their rights to?
Oh, right.
Prime, right?
Yeah.
Is it Amazon or and then Warner, whatever?
NBC's getting games back.
But I think current broadcasters are going to try and be locking up their talent so they don't jump.
Right. That that makes sense.
So that's all I'm saying is like that it's the right time to like before these other
that makes sense.
Media rights would come.
I think there's also just going to be a big shift in like people that do like Zach Lowe is the guy that got fired, right? Mm-hmm. And everyone is mad about it. Like he's going to get a job at a place that makes more sense. Like what he does, sadly, doesn't really fit with ESPN right now.
Right.
Nope. Nobody's listening to long, like reasonable conversations about basketball. They want. Like, not to say that Kendrick Perkins can't do that, but they like Kendrick Perkins because he'll go on there and say wild shit about people, like, and start beefs and, like, be on Twitter, like, being wild. Zach Lowe will probably get hired by The Ringer or something like that. Or
The Ringer, that's Bill Simmons. Right?
Yeah. And he'll probably make more money because it'll be, you know, it's funded by Spotify. And so it, you know, I bet a lot of stuff like that is going to happen. Like, ESPN's looking for. You know, salacious yelling, clickbait kind of stuff. Some of those other outlets are looking for, you know, longer form podcast kind of stuff. And the good thing is there's something for everybody now. You know, if that's how you want basketball covered, then you can turn on ESPN and you can watch that.
Are you guys excited for like the start of the NBA season this coming week or
is it this week?
Next week, but I mean, yeah, this coming week, yeah.
I don't never get
it
excited.
It feels like it's very.
I only get excited for
it's a slow
season.
Build. I don't know.
I only get excited for football.
I'm excited about it, but like opening night in the NBA just isn't the same as opening day in baseball or the first weekend in college football or the NFL. But yeah, I mean, yeah, I am. I'm excited about it.
It feels like a slow build. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out who I'm excited to see this year. Like, I definitely want to see, like, Wemby 2.0.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Dude, Wemby and Chris Paul.
Yes.
Yeah, like
Chris Paul is going to have three more great years because he's going to be on that team.
If he can stay
healthy, which he can.
Well, and that's the other, like, I don't
three
know.
Three more great regular seasons.
I don't know if they'll ever stay healthy. I would love to see the Suns, like, healthy for, like, a 30-game stretch and just see what they can do.
Yeah.
Because I still think if they're healthy.
Isn't Bud your coach?
Huh?
And Bud, their coach?
Did they hire Bud? I don't know. I'm not sure.
I still think they can be one of the best teams in the NBA if they can gel and be healthy. But they're never. Brad Beal's always hurt. Kevin Durant's always hurt.
Yeah, I just.
So it's like Booker and Yusef Nurkic. I'm
but they actually.
Like, this is not the team we assembled.
No, but they signed a point guard. So they might actually be able to run an offense now because they signed a point guard.
What is that?
Monty Morris.
Who's he?
His point guard.
From where?
He had played for Denver. I don't know where he was last year, but he was Iowa State.
Okay.
He's just a good. He's exactly what they need.
Right.
Just like a ball handler who can distribute.
I'll tell you,
who
I'm
doesn't
also
need to shoot.
Excited for on the whole other end is the shit show that the Wizards continue to be. Because I think Alex Saar is a fucking bust.
Oh yeah, I don't know. Like
And
he might be.
There's just no way he's gelling with Showtime out there. Pool.
Oh.
Kyle Kuzma will be gone before the end of the season.
Yeah, they'll probably have to trade
him. They're a shit show. I can't wait to see it.
He has to not be traded to Dallas, which is crazy. So he could stay in Washington.
Who?
Kuzma.
He said what?
They were going to trade him to Dallas. When Dallas made the trade for all those other guys that they picked up last year that made their defense better, they were after Kuzma, too, and he was like, nah, I'm good.
You don't want to go to Dallas?
I want to hang out in Washington.
He wouldn't be the man.
I don't know.
I will be
I don't know.
On my deathbed still laughing about Sarr going 0-17 in summer league.
You're the only
that
one.
Shit is so.
You're the only one that remembers
it,
like, that.
It is so goddamn. No, I will make everyone remember. It is so goddamn funny.
Why?
I know, but why? Like,
yeah, like, why is it funny?
It's so difficult to go 0-17.
I could do it
in summer league.
I could do it.
If we let you just jack up 17 threes, you'd hit one.
I don't think so.
Hold on. I thought he played better. I thought he played good.
He played better as it went on.
Yeah. It was one game. It was the second game.
Yeah, he had.
I think it was the second.
Had really he had no idea. Points against Atlanta?
He went 0-17, bro.
He didn't have any points against Atlanta?
I don't remember.
He didn't have any points against Atlanta?
Was that the first game or second? I think it was his second
that
game.
That was the first game. I don't remember what game. They did in the first game.
The second game, he what?
0-17.
Oh, I thought you said the whole summer league.
No. Oh. This was in an individual game. My man went 0-17.
Oh, I thought you were talking about.
And I think he missed a free throw or two. I think he missed one free throw. Yeah. His front end of a 1-on-1.
It will be interesting to see, you know, how that turns out, just because, you know, he had a very specific idea of what he is and where he needed to be and all that kind of stuff, but. That is not high on my list of things that I'm looking forward to this NBA season.
Yeah, dog. You're right about that whole thing as far as signing their talent. They've signed all the basketball talent to new contracts.
Yeah, I think I think they're not going to be the only
Tim
partner to do
Tim
that
Legler.
Either.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Good.
Yeah, Monica McNeck.
I like
Perkins,
him. I like her.
Chinee Ogumake.
I like her.
Well, I think they also locked up Jay Billis. I think Billis is going to be on NBA broadcast now.
Oh, is he?
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a big fan of Jay.
Yeah, no doubt. Big he's fan. Just been exclusively college forever. Yeah,
he's fucking awesome.
But yeah, he knows his shit. There's no doubt. He's really fun to listen to. Yeah, cool. Good.
Who's the other bat? Because they lost Bill. Who's the other ESPN guys? I know. God damn it.
Like basketball people?
Yeah.
Oh.
The ones that be on that damn fake ass game day show.
Oh, yeah. Well, is Jalen Rose still there?
Oh, no, they fired Jalen.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't watch it.
Dave McMenamin or something like that?
McMenamin?
And I think he's getting married to...
They married her.
Oh, they got married?
Yeah, they're married.
So is her last name McMenamin now?
I don't know.
What's her name again?
Oh, God.
You know who I'm talking about.
I know you're talking about the pretty-ass girl.
Yeah. The lady that anchors all their NBA coverage. Forget her name.
Beautiful.
She's very pretty.
One of the Andrews?
Malika Andrews. That's right. Malika Andrews.
She's a very pretty girl.
Got married to Dave McMenamin.
During the bubble, she always had that mask on. And then the first time I saw her with the mask, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I remember she was at the Hawks-Bucks Eastern Conference Finals game. I did the radio for Game 6, and she was in press row, and I was like, wow. She's one of those people that when you see in person, it's like, wow. She like looks like a... Doesn't even really look like a human, you know?
I'll be honest, the first time I saw Aaron Andrews in person, I was like, oh, shit, you're, like, way prettier in person than you are, like, on TV.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I was like, we are not the same species.
I had the same experience with Laura Rutledge. I was like, wow, good Lord. Like, that's just a beautiful person right there. Yeah, and I'm sure they probably all felt the same way when they saw us.
Yeah,
also.
No doubt about it.
They're like, wow, what a specimen of a man.
What a specimen.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, very nice, very nice.